AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We may learn more today about the mysterious case involving Dennis Hastert, former House Speaker accused of paying hush money to somebody to cover up something in his past. Possibly claims that he sexually molested someone, we're told. Here's our Diane Kepley.
The Illinois Republican is charged with evading bank regulations by withdrawing hundreds of thousands of dollars from his accounts and then lying about why the withdrawals were being made. The indictment alleges that in 2010, Hastert agreed to pay $3.5 million to an unidentified person to conceal past misconduct and withdrew $50,000 at a time and then made secret payments every 6 weeks. He's scheduled to be arraigned on federal charges that could result in a maximum 5-year prison sentence and a $250,000 fine on each of the two charges filed against him. I'm Diane Kepley.
A protest marched last night in the Dallas suburb of McKinney, Texas, where some community activists are accusing a police officer of racism in responding to a complaint about teenagers at a pool party. At one point, the police officer pinned a black teenage girl to the ground after drawing his gun on other black teens. Jahi Adisa Bakari is the father of one of the teenagers.
I'm not indicting the entire police department, because I saw some people doing the right thing. I saw the officer actually trying to keep the matter right. This guy was just out of control. He should be drug tested, then fired.
Bene Embry, a black man who has a radio show in the area and was there, says this was a teenage party that got out of hand and police were right to respond. San Francisco may become the first place in the country to put a warning on soda ads. The Board of Supervisors is voting today. Soda is linked to rotting teeth and obesity, say experts. A Missouri man will be executed tonight for killing his girlfriend and her 2-year-old daughter during a violent argument. This is AP Radio News. Do you know what this sound is?
Got it. Okay. I'm coming. Got it.
These are piglets squealing after a highway accident in Ohio. The semi-trailer carrying 2,200 piglets flipped over last night on Route 35 in Xenia Township near Dayton. No human being seriously hurt, but sadly, as many as 400 of the piglets were killed. Some others ran into a nearby wooded area, but crews managed to corral them and take them to the Greene County Fairgrounds. The truck was traveling from South Carolina to Indiana. A 3.5-minute home movie has surfaced of Amelia Earhart just before she took off on what was supposed to be a history-making flight around the world in 1937. The film is being released along with a book. The man who discovered the film says his father shot the home movie that day in 1937. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.